welcome to Rebels Revisited. I'm your host, Johnny Orme, and today we're going to take a look at the second pair of episodes from Season 2 called The Lost Commanders and Relics of the Old Republic. Now, I'm doing them both together because they are essentially a two-part story. Ahsoka sends the Ghost Crew on a mission to try and find an old commander that she used to fight within the Clone Wars, because he has a list of basically secret bases that he had compiled during the Clone Wars, and that list would become very helpful for the Rebellion. So the Ghost Crew go off to find him, and when they get to this planet, which was his last known location, turns out Chopper hadn't exactly fixed the ghost like he'd been asked, and so they were having problems. So Hera and Chopper stay on the ghost whilst the Phantom, with Kanan, Sabine, Ezra and Zeb, goes down to the planet to find them. They use an old tactical droid's head to locate these commanders, and turns out it's three clone troopers, three former clone troopers, living in a converted ATTE walker, and the clone commanders are Captain Rex, Commander Wolf, and Gregor. Kanan, realizing they're clones, Kanan instantly distrusts them after everything that happened with Order 66. As soon as they mention Ahsoka, Rex is very happy to help, but they need something in return. So what they do is they enlist the crew to help them hunt down some sort of sandworm. They use Zeb as bait. Wolf is driving. Rex is sat in the main gun, and Kane and Ezra are there to help out by using some power staffs to help bring the worm out of the ground. So Rex can blast it. And Sabine is on maintenance. So in a sequence that is so reminiscent of Jaws, the soundtrack even homages John Williams' score to the scene where they're chasing the shark in the orca. And it's so well done, it's so enjoyable. Zeb gets pretty much eaten, but Rex blasts it, and it collapses. But Rex is true to his word and gives them and he said, right, I just need some sort of storage device for you to put these locations on for you. And as Sabine takes it to him and is sorting out the download, she realizes that someone in one of these clone commanders has sold them out to the Empire, and the Empire are on their way. So with the Empire on their way, the Ghost Crew want to get away, but they also find a probe droid that has sabotaged the Phantom. So they've got to repair the Phantom, they've got to escape the Empire, and there's a sandstorm quickly approaching. Kallus orders a ground assault to take them down. A bunch of TIEs attack, and they manage to fend them off, with Gregor blowing one up with a with a rocket launcher, some handy Clone Wars arsenal still at their disposal. Kanan starts to trust Rex a bit more through this episode, which I think is quite good. Because, you know, they're fighting together. In the end, three Imperial walkers land on the planet, and the eight and the clones decide that it's a great idea to take them into the sandstorm. So they take the AT-TE into the sandstorm. The walkers follow, and the walkers are unable to locate them, but they use it. But the they're using Kanan's force abilities to navigate. So what they do is they manage to get themselves surrounded by the walkers, which allows Ezra to use the main gun to blast one of the walkers. And as soon as they blast it, they start they get the walker moving, so the AT-ATs are unable to find them. And using the force, they manage to navigate their way around to start basically blowing up these walkers. And in the end, even all three walkers are destroyed by this one walker. Like, Kanan, Zeb, and Ezra managed to get onto one of the walkers, cut the cockpit open, and get rid of, you know, and they use that walker to start blowing up the final walker, just as Rex aims the main cannon up, and it blows and blasts the neck, which is the main weak spot of the walkers. And the Empire is stranded on the planet. Meanwhile, the Imperial forces are above the planet. Hera has had to conduct repairs with zero power so that they don't scan her. But then Admiral Constantine receives orders to go to a specific location to meet Lord Vader's shuttle. So when Constantine arrives and this shuttle lands, it's not Vader, it's actually the fifth brother, Inquisitor. Meanwhile, the clone commanders, they hand over the information. Wolf and Gregor stay behind, and Rex goes with the Ghost Crew and is reunited with Ahsoka in a very heartwarming moment, because we know what these guys, they had a very special relationship during the Clone Wars series, in the Clone Wars series, and you know, it's nice to see them get back together, reunited. Because, you know, we like Ahsoka and we like Rex. So these two episodes are very enjoyable. Like, it really, like, The Lost Commanders really kind of brings back some real lightheartedness after the Siege of Lothal, because Siege of Lothal is incredibly dark. Whereas Lost Commanders are, like, it's a fun episode. For God's sake, they go hunting for a sandworm, and it's like watching a Star Wars version of Jaws. You know, even down to the music, the way, you know, instead of having barrels, they have like these like the chase scene in Jaws. We got the barrels. In this one, they have like this these energy pulses blast out, kind of as the barrels would in Jaws. You know, it was just a really nice, fun episode, but it added to the continuity. It added to, like, the lore, because, you know, there are clones who took out their chips, the chips that we find that they have in Season 6 of the Clone Wars, which is basically the inhibitor chip that... Is it an inhibitor chip that basically deactivates when they hear the when they have to execute Order 66. So, you know, Rex, Gregor, and Wolf all remove their chips, which is, you know, which we find out. When they talk about Commander Tano, when Ezra mentions Ahsoka, and he says, "You know her," and Rex is like, "Yeah, I fought with her from the Battle of Christophsis to the Siege of Mandalore." So everyone's just like, "So what's the Siege of Mandalore? I want to know what the Siege of Mandalore is." Well, the Siege of Mandalore, we find out in season 7 of Clone Wars, which I'm very much looking forward to. You know, we see what it's like for the clones aging. They don't really think much of stormtroopers. You know, some clones stayed on to train, other ones, you know, they just, you know, they went off and did what they wanted to do, essentially, after the war. Rex keeps talking about his war being over, but I get the feeling that he just needed to, you know, there's something about Rex that as soon as he knew that his friend was fighting, he had to go and fight. Kanan's reluctance to trust the clones is completely understandable. You completely get it. The clones turned on the Jedi, in his opinion. Like, he didn't know about inhibitor chips or anything like that. All he knew is the clones turned on the Jedi. You know, the battle in the sandstorm is really well executed. You get to see, it's like seeing something different. It's like a new Walker battle. It's not like tow cables going around legs or things like that. It's actually a Walker versus a Walker, and it's interesting seeing that kind of combat. I know originally they were meant to Dave Filoni wanted to have like 9 clone troopers on this thing. But I'm really glad that they whittled it down to 3, and it's 3 of the most memorable ones. I mean, he could have gone all out. He could have had, like half of the 501st join it, like, join up, you know, in that scene. And I think, you know, rather than have, like, all of the characters that we were so familiar with in Clone Wars, having Rex, but with Gregor, who we meet in, I think it's season 5, and Commander Wolf, who was kind of like Plo Koon's version of Rex in Cody. You know, it really kind of like has like a different kind of group dynamic as opposed to if you had Rex and Cody. We know what happens with Cody, but you know, having Rex with like some other commanders was a well thought out idea. The introduction of the fifth brother was pretty cool. He looks vastly different to the Grand Inquisitor. And what I think is really cool about the fifth brother is that he's actually a unused design from The Force Awakens. So it's that kind of thing with Lucasfilm, is nothing ever gets thrown away. Every design, every little kind of sketch could be used at some point in a Star Wars. I mean, just look. I remember the when they were for Revenge of the Sith. I remember, is it those droid ships? Is it droid gunships that are on Kashyyyk? We see one in the Mandalorian trailer. If I remember correctly, they were actually one of the original designs for a droid starfighter, which became a vulture droid, for Phantom Menace. So, you know, nothing ever gets thrown out. It's like, right, you would be good for this, and this would be good for that. I like it, but it's not right for this. Let's do this, let's do that. And you know what? It's fantastic. Because all of these designs are incredibly Star Wars. It's just, you know, where's the right place to put it? So that's going to be it for this episode. I'll be back next week for the next episode of season two. Really enjoying season two. Season two, I think, is like my favorite overall season. So I'm loving this rewatch so far, and I'm only four episodes in. Well, technically three, because I class Siege of Lothal as one. Yeah, I'll see you next week for the next episode. I'd just like to say thank you to Patreons. Your continued contributions really help push the blog forward, and the podcast. Don't forget about the podcast. Your contributions are greatly appreciated. So thank you very much. And punch it, Chewie.